Everybody, Andy here again, and yes, as you might be able to hear, I'm down on the beach again, but a different beach this time. What I've done today is, I've done this walk a couple of times, but the tide's in today, as it was yesterday. I catch the train out to a place called Coudon, and it's about, I suppose it'd be about a 4 mile walk home, something like that, and obviously along the shingle and everything, because I like to get out, I like to spend a bit of time out in the fresh air and the open air, and yesterday actually, after I recorded my boo yesterday, I was walking back along the beach and I met a guy that I used to work with, who now, he's got one of the fishing huts, one of the beach huts should I say, and he's got his own boat and everything, and I occasionally bump into him. In fact, I was thinking about him not long ago, because he had to leave work a similar sort of time and age to what I did, but obviously I'm going back about 15 years ago, and as it happens, he was exactly the same age as me when he left, which was quite weird. But that sort of rubbed it in a bit, sort of standing there having a chat with him on this lovely beach, and we were actually talking about being retired in this sort of area, and we were all saying, because there was another guy who was repairing his boat that we were talking to, saying just how lucky we are to be where we are at the moment and sitting here. I'm sitting on this beach now, looking out to sea. I can see a cormorant sunning itself on one of the little breakwaters just in front of me. There's people, as yesterday, enjoying the last of the summer sunshine. I know I said that yesterday, but we're back to it again today. But the other thing I wanted to talk about very briefly is on my way here, I got a phone call. And the phone call was a very pleasant one to get, because it told me that I got the part-time job that I've been after. I might have mentioned this in various videos, booze, blog posts or whatever. And for me, that is such good news, because it's not so many days a week. The work will be in sort of blocks every other month type of thing, which enables me to do other things. Yes, it's not a huge amount of money. I can more or less work what I want, but it's enough money to allow me to maybe pursue some of those other things that I've wanted to do. One of the things that I'm going to do, and I know a couple of you out there are already aware of this, is I'm going to start like a proper social media blog. I've talked about doing it before, and I've done videos and I've done blogs and even booze probably about social media, etc. But the whole idea of it is like adventures in social media. My experiences and other people's possibly as well. I know there's at least one person who might want to get involved with this. And the idea is to have something out there that can tell other people what to do, because I've been doing this for 4 years now, for those who aren't aware, whether it be videoing certainly, but now I've been podcasting or doing this for about a year. I know I've only just got back into it again. I've been blogging for a year or so as well. I've got experience on lots of different sites with Twitter and Facebook and things like that. I know lots of other people have as well, but I thought it might be quite good to actually share those experiences and other people's as well, and talk about sort of social media generally, a subject which is dear to my heart and close to my heart, and something that I'm actually involved in. I read so many posts and so many bits and pieces and articles on the web, and listen to podcasts and read blogs, etc., that come from a business angle. Yes, there's an important business side to it, and I will possibly talk about that, but most of the people talking about it aren't consumers as such. They come from the other side. They're trying to sell it to us. So to something that comes from a consumer's point of view, I think it is a bit different. So that's something that I will now be able to do. Yes, obviously I'd like to make some money out of it. Of course I would. But now that I'm hopefully doing something else as well, it enables me to dabble in it and maybe give it a go. And there's other things that I'm talking about doing anyway. But so this is going to be a little bit of a celebratory walk, I suppose. It's a great walk to do anyway in the sunshine like it is today. As I keep going on about, but today I've got an even better reason for enjoying it, because this is something I was waiting for, hoping that might come along. I was fairly hopeful, but with 52 applicants and only 4 posts available, and I've only appointed 4 people apparently, I think I've done pretty well, so I'm pretty pleased with myself in that respect as well. And it's good for my confidence, in as much as I haven't done a proper interview like this for a brand new job for, well, 30 odd years. So the fact that I've managed to get through the application process and the interview stage and everything, and been offered the post as well, it is something that I'm pleased about, and it gives you a bit of confidence to maybe try other things, because it makes you realise that maybe you are better at certain things than you realise. And a lot of us, especially us Brits who don't like to sort of sing our own praises, we put ourselves down, and it sometimes takes little things like that to get a job or even an interview or something like that, or some positive feedback to actually tell you that you're doing something right and you're not bad at something, Andy. So I'm going to enjoy my walk. Thanks for that. I'll speak to you again probably tomorrow. Goodbye.